In California, a federal appeals court will hold an important hearing tomorrow. The judges will consider whether error-prone punch card machines are reason enough to postpone the recall election for Governor Gray Davis. Scheduled vote is just over 2 weeks away now. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that election officials across the country will be watching this ruling.
It might surprise voters to know that 3 years after the Florida recount, punch card machines are still in use in 27 states. While most are phasing out the equipment, the process is slow and costly. Election officials fear that the California decision, if upheld, could force them to make some hasty decisions. And that's only part of their dilemma.
They're tearing their hair out all over the country because they don't really know what to do.
Doug Lewis is executive director of the Nonpartisan Election Center in Houston. He says election officials are facing sweeping changes with insufficient funds and conflicting claims about which voting equipment is the most reliable.
What we're entering into is a period in which we could have more chaos, more disasters than we ever saw in Florida in 2000.
Now the California controversy has people focused again on the machines that Florida made infamous. Oregon Secretary of State Bill Bradbury is urging three counties to replace their punch cards in time for a possible February 3rd election. Nevada officials say they too might have to speed up their equipment purchases. Sam Reed is Secretary of State in Washington, where 16 counties have been planning to get rid of their punch cards by 2006.
It has caused us some problems, what's gone on in California. And I must say that we are concerned about this because the last thing you want to do is give people an excuse for going to court and having an election thrown out.
But Reed says Washington has never had problems with its punch card machines and, in fact, has found them to be extremely accurate. So after reviewing the situation, officials there have decided to use the equipment again in 2004 before making the change.
The last thing I want to do is to foul up our elections by trying to make a very quick conversion without having the proper kind of training and backup.
Such concerns have also been raised in Ohio, where counties are trying to comply with a state mandate to replace all punch cards by next year. Debbie Henderly is the deputy director of the Board of Elections in Fairfield County. She says officials are not only worried about retraining poll workers, but also about who's going to pay the multi-million dollar cost of buying new machines.
Like all the other counties, we don't have extra money sitting around just for voting equipment. They've implied that there will be state and federal money for this, but at this point, we don't know how much we're going to be getting, and that seems to be the big question on everybody's mind.
And in fact, hundreds of millions of dollars in election aid have been held up in Washington because of budget disputes and a delay in appointing a new commission needed to distribute the funds. Congress agreed last year to provide $4 billion to help states and localities upgrade their voting systems, but so far, only about a sixth of that amount has been handed out. Doug Lewis of the Election Center says that's not nearly enough to do the job.
We get the hopes and the expectations of the voters up, but then we don't deliver.
He notes that the new election reform law doesn't require states and localities to get rid of their punch cards, but strongly encourages them to do so by 2006. Also at that time, all polling places in the country will be required to have equipment that's accessible for the blind and disabled. Many jurisdictions hope to buy new electronic touchscreen machines to meet that requirement, but some computer specialists have raised questions about the reliability of that equipment. And that could mean even more lawsuits. Jim Dixon of the American Association of People with Disabilities says his group is committed to making sure the problems of 2000 are not repeated.
We know there were 2 million people who went to the polls and didn't have their votes counted. We know that those 2 million people were overwhelmingly people with disabilities, racial and language minorities.
He says he'll fight any efforts to delay the use of touchscreen machines. Doug Lewis says he only hopes the courts recognize that fair elections require more than good equipment, that voters and election officials also need some time to learn how to use it. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.